This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 14 minutes past 8 o'clock on your Tuesday breakfast show with Jono and Leo, who's filling in for SJ this morning.
Our special guest this morning, Jono, is a singer-songwriter from Melbourne, now based in the UK. She is currently back home for a bit of a break before her single Love Bomb hits the UK airwaves. For the first time on Joy, welcome Miss Bowie Jane.
Hi.
Can I start by asking why your name's not Jane Bowie and it's Bowie Jane? Because I was very confused.
Oh, don't worry, you're not the first person. In the UK, I'm getting called Jane and Bowie.
Okay.
So, Bowie. But it's Bowie Jane.
Bowie Jane.
Yeah.
I'm pleased we've cleared that up. Now, you are basically living in the UK now, but you're from Australia originally. How long have you been in the UK and why did you decide to live there?
So I'm travelling back and forth at the moment. Look, UK pop is really, they're really taking to my songs, so that's probably why. And we spent a few months writing in Sweden recently, and I've just come back. I'm actually a lawyer by trade.
Which reminds me, because we also have day jobs as well, and your day job is a criminal lawyer. How on earth do you juggle the two?
That's a good question. I'm living a double life, that's for sure. So I really need to earn some money to pay for all the music. And
well, a criminal lawyer is quite a change from pop star.
Yeah.
You couldn't really get more extreme, could you?
No, that's right. I've got a different name. I don't wear my green nails to court.
I was going to say, you're here in your little short shorts and your singlet with lots of bling on, looking quite fabulous for like 8 o'clock in the morning, I have to say.
Amazing.
But I can't really see you in court wearing that.
No, and we're awfully close to the courts here, so I put my sunglasses walking around. But I have a fringe as Bowie, and I don't when I'm in court. So
because of the hairpiece, right?
Yeah, that's right. The wig.
Now look, you're living in the UK. There's heaps of talent in the UK. There's so much competition in the pop world with singers and songwriters and producers. How hard was it for you to get your foot in the door? And what do you think you've got to offer that's like different from the rest?
Yeah, look, the song is, we haven't gone for generic, not necessarily a club song. We've storyteller lyrics, so Lily Allen style, and I think they like that style over there. Being Australian helps as well. I just think the song's got a bit of a sound to it, so hopefully it takes off a little more.
Now, your brother is gay, and of course we are gay lesbian radio station, and the gays love pop music. What's the reaction been like from the gay community so far?
Oh, it's been fantastic. We've got lots of gigs at gay clubs in the UK. Playing at Winter Pride. We played at Birmingham Pride. Quite a few Pride festivals. So,
now your single is called Love Bomb. It's been remixed by Seventh Heaven, who are a great team and managed to put a really stomping dance beat behind it. Did you have much say as to who was remixing the track or why you wanted people to do it?
Yeah, we got sent a list of DJs. I listened to all their versions and I just thought Seventh Heaven sounded awesome, and we got the track back. We didn't know what it was going to sound like. It's quite different to the original, and when we got it back I was rapt. So
we do like a big bouncy pop song, especially when it's in a dance remix here on Joy 94.9. So here it is, Bowie Jane. This is Love Bomb on Joy 94.9.
Love that track. It's brand new on Joy 94.9. That's Love Bomb from Bowie Jane. Available right now on iTunes. So if you like it, pick up a copy from iTunes, guys. Love that track, Bowie.
Thank you.
Very catchy.
Nice to have you in the studio this morning. Now, that's probably the first time it's been played on Australian radio,
is
it?
It is. You are first.
Oh, we like that.
We are always first with the good stuff. And tell us about Love Bomb, the song. How did that come about?
Well, it's about being friends with someone and they want to take it a little bit further and maybe turn it into a relationship when you're just happy for it to be friends. And usually it's after a few drinks that things start to escalate. So, Yeah, it's dropping the old love bomb.
Right. Now, obviously, that song's available here now, but you're releasing it back in the UK in March. What's the plan for the rest of the year?
Well, in March, it's full on. We've got seven radio interviews a day and a gig at night, one in the morning, and then drive 3 hours. And it's a month of that, and then we'll come back for maybe a month or two and then release the next track. So.
Well, I think Love Bomb's going to be quite a hit. I can see that going off in clubs all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's getting a bit of quite a bit of play in clubs in the UK, so it's exciting.
Now, if people do want to find out about you or find your stuff, you're on Facebook, you're on the web, how do we know about you?
Yep, it's bowiejane.com. So that's bowiejane.com. Everything's up there.
And I will put a picture of you on our Facebook page as well. Have you got the Facebook?
Yes, I do.
It's up there right now, in fact.
Oh, have you put the link already?
I'm quick, Dar. I'm quick.
So onto it.
Now, you are in good company, Dar, because Aussies are so much loved overseas with Kylie and, you know, all those great Aussies doing
you
great things.
You couldn't
overseas.
Do an interview without putting Kylie
I'm
in there, could
saying,
you?
Because you pop just stars couldn't. And everything, you know, so good luck.
You know, I've had dinner with Danny Minogue.
Oh, don't start going, get him started.
What happened? Tell us about
no, you can tell
she's
off
fabulous, yet. Actually.
She's lovely. We met Danny too. A few times.
What about Mariah?
No, I wish.
Oh, okay. Shut up, you two.
Thanks, Bowie Jane. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It has been great. And all the best for the career. And I'm sure that single will get lots more play here at Joy 94.9.
Love bomb. Grab Thank it, people.
You. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.